Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell, creator and owner of the Spirit Within You Wholeness, Sacred Studies, and Metaphysical Boutique here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Today is our first show of the year, and we chose Wicca and Witchcraft because we felt that there is a need to support people in their awareness of what Wicca and Witchcraft is versus what it's not, because we commonly hear information that's not correct. And because we are a teaching school, we felt it was our responsibility to lend our voice to it. And the expert that I'm utilizing is Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis here at the Spirit Within You. Lady Aset is over 30 years Wiccan, and she's also a high priestess of the Egyptian Mystery School. And so we wanted to just lend our voice to this. This show is not going to be long because we also have a blab that we're going to do after this, and you can go to our Facebook page and see the blab link. If not, go on to our website, www.thespiritwithinyou, and that's you as in universe.com. So, Lady Aset, I have a question for you. What is Wicca and witchcraft?
Wicca and witchcraft is an ancient pagan religion. They were here before any organized religions. We worship and we honor Mother Gaia, the moon, the stars, and we have only one law that we must follow as witches, and it, do as ye will shall be the whole of the law, and it harm none. And that means we could do anything we want, as long as we don't harm another human, an animal, an insect, the earth, or even yourself. Because to do any of that does not make you a witch. I've known people that have done things that weren't according to our law, and I know the community in New York just banned them, didn't consider them witches anymore. What she was, we still don't know, but this is not what we follow.
And why, in your humble opinion, do you feel that Wicca and witchcraft, I have my own personal opinion, I wouldn't like to hear your opinion, have gotten such a bad rap?
Well, they always say the winners write history. Mm-hmm. And Catholicism went out and they tried to convert us. They created the burning times, the Inquisitions. They needed to be, until today, they needed to be the number one religion on the planet. But thank the gods that that didn't happen. They forced us to go into their churches, but who do you think built those churches? It was the pagans. And in the ancient days, and if you look at the old churches, the real old churches, you will see pagan gods in there because incorporating their gods, that in the event they were forced to go to a mass, they would have their gods there too.
Yeah, I also noticed like PBS has a channel about castles that around the world. And in these castles, we have found that there are a lot of pagan images throughout the castles that the nations placed in them for purposeful reasons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And plus, I'm sure everybody's heard of this church, the Rosalind Church. Okay, in the Rosalind Church, they have pentagrams on the ceilings and on the walls. They even have the God of the Woods, Pan, incorporated in the building of this church. And you got to understand, when these old churches were being built, they were being built by us. They were being built by the pagans, forced to do this by Catholicism. Okay? And that's why you'll see, even on churches today, maybe you'll see, if you look all the way up, you will see gargoyles.
Yeah.
Now, gargoyles aren't evil, because if they were, you think the Catholic Church would have it on there? No. Gargoyles are protection. So their gargoyles on their churches, okay, was to protect them from the devil, Satan, Satan, whatever you want to call them. And so therefore, don't ever look at a gargoyle in a different way now, because it's protection, okay? And the churches incorporated it into their building.
Wow, wow. And so what is it you think is the driving force out there? Why there's so much miscommunication about Wicca and witchcraft?
Well, movies, movies, movies. I mean, it's always, you know, the witch is always the bad guy. Okay, but a true witch lived in the ancient days, lived off the earth. In the same manner, when someone calls me a heathen, I'm not insulted, because the true meaning of a heathen, okay, is someone who lives on the hearth. Mm-hmm. And when they call, and then when they call you a pagan, okay, they're calling me a person that lives outside of town in the countryside. You know the question, I know.
Yeah. So in the Wicca, in the tradition of Wicca, what are some of the things that one who is Wicca would do?
Well, we honor the seasons, because the seasons are important. We lived by the season in the ancient days. If it was a bad drought, we didn't harvest anything. So we honored the season. And we also honored the equinoxes, the solstices. Okay, because this was important to the ancient days, And also, we celebrate what's called Halloween, but it's actually All Hallows' Eve. Because actually, Halloween is November 1st. That's why it's now All Souls' Day in the Catholic religion. They tried to take it over, but we're still celebrating it. And that is where you connect with your loved ones. That's where the veils between the worlds become thinnest.
Now, Lydia said, what I wanted, because like I said, we just wanted to do this very short, because
yeah,
we were having technical difficulties, and we still wanted to keep the time frame at till 10:30.
Okay.
So you're having a class and a workshop here on January the 16th, a series of 8 classes.
Right.
On Wicca and Witchcraft 101,
right.
And in the process, it's only $25 per class every other weekend, with a commitment from January to May. And at the end of the class, if you choose mm-hmm. to, you can become initiated. Is that correct?
Correct.
So talk to me about the classes in the 2 minutes we have.
Well, the classes, as Karen said, is a beginner's class. We're going to learn the Sabbats. We're going to learn the Wheel of the Year, goddesses and gods, pantheons, and et cetera. Now, the reason why I offer to initiate them into the religion, not into a coven, okay, there's a difference there. If they desire it, I'll perform it for them. But it's going to be a good class, and we're going to have fun. It's not going to be as serious as everybody thinks it is. Because without fun, you can't learn.
That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. And so as we end or wrap this up, we're asking if you're interested in taking these classes. Lydia said is doing interviews on the 9th of January on Saturday, and she's doing them between 12 and 3 p.m. And so because we believe that we want to interview every single student, because this is very serious to us, that the correct information is out there. And so the best way to do that, we felt, is by doing the classes, and all are welcome. But you will be interviewed. Lydia sets requirement because she's a stickler for promptness, being on time, keeping your word. and not sharing anything that's in the class that is said in private from another member. And all those things will be discussed in the class. So if you're interested in the class, you can go to our website, www.thespiritwithinyou.com. You'll see the meetup group there, which is the icon that says meetup with red. Click into that or into our events calendar, which will take you to meetup group. There you will find the classes. So the classes are running from January to May, every other weekend starting on the 16th of January. The class ends as a three-week break, and then we start up again, and then the class in June to September. So there are two classes this year, and you can participate in this, not the first class, the second class. And we're looking forward to bringing into your awareness the truth about Wicca and witchcraft. Lady Asset, as we end the show, is there anything you'd like to say?
May your day be blessed, and may you always be in the arms of Our Lady, in love, protection, and abundance, and peace, and good health. Blessed be to all of you.